Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Palestinian statehood has returned to the forefront of international diplomacy. Well, renewed peace plans, high-level pressure from many countries around the world. Few people understand the human and security dimensions better than Lieutenant Colonel Ayar Dror. He is the founder and commander of the Good Neighbor Project. A very good morning. Thank you for joining us once again. Can we just set the scene? From your perspective, how serious is the current international push for Palestinian statehood compared to past initiatives?
So good morning to everyone. And I will just start by saying that if I was Hania or Sinwar, archi-terrorist, I would probably be very grateful to President Macron, Prime Minister of Australia, and all of those who call themselves enlightened leaders. And why so? Because Hamas said in his declaration that he wants, by his actions, by his terror activities, especially October 7th, one of its goals was to make a Palestinian state, means terror won. By this declaration, I connect directly to the massacre of October 7th, and I cannot understand how any reasonable person can say, okay, they butchered and murdered Israelis, now as a price they will get the country as a state. So this is one thing that I'm so ashamed of. If I was, it's not just in Israel, if I was an honest person, I would be ashamed of, because this is a price of terror. What I will say as an Israeli, that, well, I will wish very good luck for France, for example, because when they declared that, it means that they also send a message to the Muslims living in their country that by terror, you can reach their goals. So maybe it now sounds ridiculous, but in 5-7 years, some radical Islamic groups that we know that have been living in France, they will ask something. The French government will not allow it. Then they will go to terror and they get the price. This is the message. So again, I'm ashamed, and this again shows us how hypocrisy is the word. Now, regarding the statements, Howard, even if President Trump will say, okay, let's be a Palestinian country. So in order to create a country, in order to lead a country, you need real leaders. You need leaders who really, really care for their own population. And I'm not speaking about Hamas. I will talk about the Palestinian Authority. I will ask you a question, and I said that a lot of time when I was serving in the Kogat and I met thousands of Palestinians, I asked them the question. By the way, they didn't know how to answer me. Let's put it for just 1 minute, 1 second, let's put aside all this occupation issue, okay? Because this is very easy. Occupation, Israel is blaming everything. Let's have like an intelligent talk. Put aside a little bit the occupation, and I will ask you, as a Palestinian, for example, a question. There is a Palestinian Authority for 30 years. You have 30 years time to build your country. You call it Palestine. So just explain me, and this is the question that Palestinians, we are negotiating, why your situation of the Palestinian people, not the prime minister, not the rich people, the corrupted people, why the average Palestinian who's living in Hebron or Bethlehem, his condition is worse than it was 30 years ago. So even if they will declare that they have a country, money, as you may know, the money is not stopping for a second. The US, the EU, everybody spend thousands, billions of dollars on the Judean Samaria. I'm especially not talking about Gaza. I won't put Gaza now. However, Judean Samaria, which literally is under the control, a lot of areas of the PA, and they got the money, you're supposed to thought that after 30 years, they would have at least the infrastructure for a country. They do not have that. So from my point of view, and I promise you that from the point of view of a lot of Palestinians, including some that I was talking with them in the last couple of days, it means nothing. The only thing that it means that it's to put some unfair pressure on the shoulders of Israel and getting price for terror. This is how I analyze the situation.
So is a Palestinian state about leadership, or is it about borders and an area that is included in it?
Borders is not an issue. Why? Because Hebron, the area, the Hebron region, most of these areas are areas A. You can go, and I will start with your permission. I will say some Arabic names. Your audience can Google it. If you will take the city of Hebron, which is one of the biggest cities in the area of the Hebron region, which is the biggest region in Judea and Samaria. If you will go a little bit to the north, you have Halhul, which is area A. If you will go to the south, you have Dura and Daria. It's a whole strip which is called area A, which means full responsibility of the PA. Go a little bit to the east, you have the areas of Yatta and Samoa and Bani Naim and Sair and Shuk. Those are all areas A. Means that they have a lot of areas that they could have built and create like their own country. By the way, most of the area is A and B's. B's, I will just remind, if we are going back to the Oslo Accord, B's are areas that are under full civilian authority by the PA. And again, go and travel on those areas and explain why they still have refugees camp and why they do not have a very beautiful buildings. So borders is not the question. The question is, who is the leader and what's
his
really
leadership? We're heading to 9 o'clock, but I want to ask you one quick question. Does this push for a Palestinian state move Israel closer or further from peace?
It's taking the back for peace, and it also takes the Palestinians away from peace. This is not the way.
Ayal Dror, thank you. As always, it is 9 o'clock, time for me to love and leave you. I hope you have a fantastic Monday. I'll be back with you tomorrow morning, 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Don't be late.